Okay, Chevra, what we have to cover today is actually a sugya that in some ways might be relevant for tonight or for maybe tomorrow night, which is as... not exactly sure. But the question would have been as follows. Would it be kedai to have opened the mikveh? Now it's like 5:30, so it's already past seis. Would it have been kedai to open the mikveh earlier today for women to go? Because as you know, if you look out the window, there is what we call the blizzard of all history, or whatever they say is going on. It doesn't look that bad, Lameisa. I don't know. But they say it's like the worst blizzard, you know, since Thanksgiving, or whatever it is. So the shaila is, would it be kedai to open a mikveh early for women to be tovlos, to be told those now. So in order to get into this conversation, we have to go over the Gemara on Samach Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara basically begins with a machlokes between Rav and Rav Yochanan. Rav says that neither bizmana eino tovelas ela bizmana v'shelo bizmana bizmana tovelas bein b'yom bein b'layla. In other words, according to Rav, that neither shaloi bizmana, you can go to the mikvah bein b'yom bein b'layla. Reb Yochanan says, "Bein bezmana, bein shalom bezmana, ein tovelas ela balayla mishum srach bita." In other words, Reb Yochanan says that even if you are going to the mikvah shalom bezmana, let's say on day 8, so you still should not go to the mikvah during the day because of a concern srach bita. Remember, me ikar hadin according to din d'oraisa. Anida shivas yamim tia benidasa, and she goes to the mikvah after 7 days have been completed, which would be the night after day 7. However, a zava me'ikar hadin is allowed to go to the mikvah during the daytime because we paskin mixus hayom kikulo by a zava, not by anida. Nonetheless, right, a zava, the Gemara is going to say later on, should not go to the mikvah during day 7 during the daytime because of a chashash of Shema Tavu Lidei Safek. Right? What's going to happen? She'll go to the mikvah, she'll come back, she'll be with her husband, and then she'll turn out to have a Re'iyas Nida Zava, whatever, again. Right? That would be a very serious problem. So, on Yom Zayin, the Zava does not go to the mikvah during the day. Shalom Tavu Lidei Safek. Even Yom Ches, Yom Tes, you don't go to the mikvah during the day because of Srach Bita, because of the concern that the daughter will recognize that mommy went to the mikvah, and the daughter will say, oh, mommy went to the mikvah during the day, mommy was an Orthodox Jewess, I'm also going to go to the mikvah during the day, and the daughter is going to end up going to the mikvah on Yom Zayin during the day. And that would be very, very bad, because then, Shema Yovel Lidei Safek. Ad kan Divrei HaGemara. Tosis already points out on this Gemara, that even bizman hazeh, that we are suffek zavos, right? In other words, we have chumrid reb zera, and we are not definite zavos, we are suffek zavos. Still, we do not go to the mikvah during the day, even on Yom Ches or on Yom Tes. In other words, Tosis entertains the possibility that maybe you're allowed to go to the mikvah biyom on Yom Ches for us because we are only suffek. So we could go to the mikvah biyom. However, Zaktosvis, you know what? That's not true, because he makes a historical point that Rabba, who's in our Gemara, is right already at the time the Chumrid Reb Zera applied, and therefore, even when they have Chumrid Reb Zera, they say don't go to the mikvah during the day. Ad kan Divrei HaTosis. What Tosis is coming la'afuke is the shita of the Ravya. No? The Ravya and the Rabbeinu Simcha, according to the Beis Yosef, that they say that we allow you to go to the mikvah during the day b'yayim ches today, because at the time, when the Gemara says that you don't go to the mikvah b'yayim ches mishum srach bita, that's talking about a vaday zava. But for us, we're not vaday zava. So what, the chashash is so rachok. Think about, what are you worried over here? Right? Chumrid Reb Zera, which means what? That maybe that one drop of dam that you saw spread out over 3 days, let's say, at least according to one opinion in Rashi and Megillah. And then, what are you worried about? That the that she's going to go to, that the daughter is going to notice that mommy went to the mikvah. And then the daughter is going to think that you're allowed to go to the mikvah in Yom Zayin. It's such a shashrachok. So therefore, right, the Rav Yon, Rabbeinu Simcha say that there is no concern of going to the mikvah be Yom Ches for us. But Zaktosis, and no one passes like the Rav Yon and like the Rabbeinu Simcha, Zaktosis, you know what? No. Even for us, with Chumrat Reb Zera, still we don't go to the mikvah be Yom Ches. If you think about it, this issue might depend on one of the conversations we had way, way, way back at the beginning of the Zman, as to what's the nature of Chumrat Reb Zera. Is Chumrat Reb Zera the pshat that's like chshash? Is Chumrat Reb Zera the pshat that's a takkanim, it's rabbanon? No? If it's a chshash, so then one could argue that the Rav and the Rabbeinu Simcha are correct. A chshash. So what? You're worried that maybe Ken Zayin, perhaps she's a Zava, and perhaps Rachmita, and perhaps, right? It's such a chshash, rachok, suffix, forget about it. But if you assume it's a takkanim, right? So then we could argue like Tosis, and again like we pass on like Tosis over here, not like the Rabbeinu Simcha. So that is point one that's worth discussing. Point two that's worth discussing is the way this halacha makes it in Shulchan Aruch. No? The halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that a woman cannot go to the mikvah biyom shvi'i. Even biyom shmini, you don't go biyom because of srach bita. Ad kan Shulchan Aruch. By the way, the Taz says something that wowza. No, the Taz writes that the chashash of srach bita is biyom zayin. You saw that Taz? Everyone, as expression goes, does like the I don't know hokey pokey, and they say, "What are you talking about, Taz? Right? Srach bita, right, is on yom ches, not on yom zayin." For some reason, there's a Shveret Taz over here that sounds like Srach Bita's Yom Zayin, and the Teres HaShlomim has a Shveret Maharil who says the same thing, that Srach Bita's be Yom Zayin. Could you possibly learn the Gemara that way? Maybe, very, 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 very unlikely. It requires a lot of intellectual gymnastics, but it's a difficult cheetah. Let's leave it for the time being. Okay. So now, Shulchan Aruch says don't go to the mikveh during the day. Zok the Shach. Now what Shulchan Aruch is saying is don't go to the mikvah during the day in so far as don't go to the mikvah during the day. Ever. In other words, says the Shach, that Shulchan Aruch is paskening like the Rashbam, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Yes?
Can we make that deal really? Because the information be quoted with Stam Lashon like the Gemara just is. Is it the fact he's not Mefarish? That's why.
I mean, I think it's more than he's not Mefarish. The fact is, this is a major Machlokes HaRishonim that the Torah dealt with. You would think, if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, that you should clarify. Right? Remember, Rabbeinu Tam says you're allowed to go to the mikvah biyom if you will only come home balayla. We'll talk about the details in the Rabbeinu Tam in a few minutes, no? But the fact that Shulchan Aruch says don't go to the mikvah biyom, that indicates that Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rashbam, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. That's point one in the Shach. In other words, never go to the mikvah biyom. And then the Shach says, by the way, even the Rabbeinu Tam, who we, by the way, don't pass in like, but even the Rabbeinu Tam who says that you're allowed to go to the mikvah biyom if you return home at night, that's only biyom ches, not biyom zayin, which is what the Torah says, but the Shach endorses that. And therefore the Shach, the biggest whopper of all Shachs that we're going to discuss today, the Shach writes that when the Rama says that a Kala is allowed to go biyom, and the Rama sounds like a Kala can go to the mikvah biyom on Yom Zayin also, says the Shach, it ain't true. You can only go to the mikvah biyom ches, not biyom zayin. Going to the mikvah biyom zayin is basically terrible. Now, where did the Shach get this from? The Shach is consistent, because the Shach actually quotes from the Bach and the Maharil and the Hagos Maimini and many others, that even Bidiyeved, if you go to the mikvah biyom during Yom Zayin, it ain't good. No? Shulchan Aruch paskens it is good. In Se'if Hei, the Shach Se'if Katan Yud Aleph paskens lahachmir, to biyom shvi'i lo also la tevila. Right? Meaning, right, Tevila B'Yom Zayin is really, really, really bad, and even a Kala can't go, and there ain't nothing to talk about. Right? That's basically Judaism as written according to the Shach. Yeah?
You can make to put together the sheet, I guess what the Shach thinks should be Igrad Din and Kuftzad Ifav about the 5 days for a Kala, and say it should really be. So let her start counting already on day.
So the Achrenim discuss that,
maybe
yeah.
Maybe it's time for the two.
Maybe do like an earlier.
So according to the Shach, the way he thinks it read in, so then you're getting day 8, and right. For the Tevilah.
No, do a double hefsek tahara or something, and then, right? Perhaps. I saw a discussion about that. Does the Pesach Tshuva have that conversation somewhere? The end of Pesach Tshuva in Pesach Tshuva Sifkot and Tes. Yeah, then the Pesach Tshuva Sifkot and Tes. He has that conversation. So it makes it to the big book. Now, so this is Judaism as according to the Shach. Now, a few things. Like, if we want to take this Shulchan Aruch with the Shach, we want to delve into it, we really have to look carefully at the Tosfos. Shach is assuming that the machlokas between the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam is really b'yom ches. And b'yom zayin, there is no machlokas at all. Now, that point is highly, highly questionable. First of all, it's questionable, like Rav Moshe points out in this Tshuva on Chelek Gimel Siman Samach. It's very important to read this Rav Moshe, Chelek Gimel Siman Samach. Like, it's a good one. So Rav Moshe points out that what type of machlekes is there that you're going to go to the mikvah? Machlekes Rashban, Rabbein Tam, is can you go to the mikvah b'yom ches? Samach l'chashecha and then come home after it's dark already? Why would they be debating that point? How often do women go to the mikvah b'yom ches? You go to the mikvah b'yom zayin, not b'yom ches. You go to the mikvah, right? Again, it would make more sense to debate as b'yom zayin, because usually you go to the mikvah the laila after yom zayin. Right? To assume that the debate is b'yom ches, whether you can go to the mikvah or not, or you have to wait until the next night, right? That's highly unlikely, because usually you would go to the mikvah the previous night. That's basically Rav Moshe, one of Rav Moshe's ha'aros. Now, the Sidri Tahara and that long Sifkot and Tes also raises this point. But the Lechem V'Simla already came to answer to say that no, maybe according to Ashkenazi, it's not so difficult. Remember, Ashkenazi practice is that we only go to the mikvah if the husband is Be'ir, no? So it might not be so unusual for us to go to the mikvah after the, what we would call, proper time. Because if the husband's not be'er, he's on a business trip, whatever it is, so you're not going to go to the mikvah, so that might be the situation that's addressed. But to get into the details of the Tosfos, Tosfos points out, Tosfos, by the way, never quotes the Rashbam, no? You notice that? The Rashbam is only quoted in the Rush, in the Tosfos HaRush over here at Samazayim and Beis, and in the Rush and Hilchos Mikvot Simen Lamed Vav. That's where the Rashbam is quoted. Tosfos does not quote the Rashbam at all. And when Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, there are two points that are worth going into. Point one is that Tosfos says for Rabbeinu Tam, Ein Sarech Shetetze Balaila Mibesa. You saw that? Meaning that Rabbeinu Tam says, Akula, you don't have to wait until nightfall until you leave the house. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Implying that Aliba de Rashbam, you have to wait until nightfall before you leave the house. Right? If Rabbeinu Tam is saying, you don't have to wait until... Moshe Lamahadav Adomer. One time when I was a kid, we went to Israel for the summer. We used to do this like very often. And we rented a yellow Volvo. Freknish Kinkasha as well. It was a really bad car. Rented this yellow Volvo. It was ugly. It was disgusting. And we got a terrible... We got a ticket. So, why didn't we get a parking ticket? So, my father asks, like, where does it say that you're not allowed to park over here? He goes to the cop after, like, how come we got a ticket? Where does it say you're not allowed to park? So the cop pointed out, this sign on the other side of the street says you are allowed to park here. implying, right? And he tells my father, obviously you didn't learn in yeshiva, you're not a Gemara cup. So my father got like really upset about that line. Whatever. That was, he's like, my memory is in childhood. So that's the same type of thing. It's like a deal. But if I am allowed to park here, b'mash, I can't park there. If the Rabbeinu Tam says that what? That I don't have to leave at night, that implies that the Bar Plukta of the Rabbeinu Tam, who we know was his brother, right? The Rashbam. So the Rashbam says you do have to leave at night, and that in fact is what the Bach paskins. Remember, the Shach says that we paskin like the Rashbam, not like the Rabbeinu Tam, and that means that you can't leave your house until nightfall, right? Don't leave your house until it's night. However, there's a kula of the Shach quotes that if you're going to do your chafifa in the mikvah, you're allowed to leave before night because then there's no concern that the daughter is going to think anything is untoward because the daughter will say, oh, mommy's leaving to go and do her chafifa. It's unbelievable what the daughter knows, but whatever. Okay, mommy's leaving to go and do her chafifa. Ad kan divrei ha-bach. Now, this is true the way we have the Tosfos. However, in the Rosh and in the Tosfos HaRosh, they quote that Rashbam says, Shelo titbol ad shetechshach, but Rabbeinu Tam says that you can be tovel somach l'chashecha. In the Tosfos HaRosh and in the Rosh, the machlokis is not about when you are yotzeis mi beisa, but the machlokis is about when you are tovelas. And this point was made by the Divrei Chamudos on the bottom of that Rosh, Os Kuf Mem Gimel, that Rosh Simon Lamed Vav. Divrei Chamudos makes this point, and that seems to be the real machlokes between the Rosh and Tosa Rosh. So that's machlokes one. Issue number two that's worth focusing on is what precisely is this machlokes, Rosh and the Rabbeinu Tam? Meaning, Tur says that the machlokes is biyom ches, biyom zayin you for sure can't go. Reb Moshe thinks, why can't, the machlokes is probably biyom zayin, because how often do people not be tovel at the right time? The Sidrei Tahara in Ostes quotes a tshuva of the Avodas HaGershuni, no? The Avodas HaGershuni, by the way, was the chavrusa of the Shach's father, no? The Shach's father, and the Shach quotes his father Lahalacha in a few places. We had one in Hilchas Nida also, no? About doing a Hefsek Tahara before the Tzibur Damin's Ma'ariv, or after the Tzibur Damin's Ma'ariv, right? The Shach quoted from his father. So the Shach's father's Chavrusa was the Avodas HaGershuni. The Shach learned with Avodas HaGershuni when he was 8 years old. Oh my gosh, right? Whatever. Okay, so the Tshuva Avodas HaGershuni assumes that the Machlokas Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam is Biyom Zayin. Why does it have to be Biyom Zayin? So the Avodas HaGershuni says Machlokas should be Biyom Zayin. Because you read Tosfos, and that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, "Ein sar shetetze balayla mi beisa," like we pointed that to you out. "Deshuv lo yavo lidei safek." The lashon in Tosfos is lo yavo lidei safek. That sounds like it's Yom Zayin. On Yom Zayin, we're worried. Shalot tavo lidei safek. Yom Ches, I wouldn't say that. However, in the Tosfos HaRosh and in the Rosh, it doesn't have that lashon shelo yavo lidei safek. It has a lashon of lekolamecha shesrach pita. No, you get the impression that the Rosh and the Tosfos HaRosh would be along the lines of the Tur, who says that the machlokas is biyom ches. If I use the expression srach pita, right, that means I'm dealing with yom ches. I use the expression lo yavo lidei safek, I'm talking about yom zayin. Now, for some reason, I would have said that the Rosh argues on Tosfos, and the Tur is following the position of his father, the Rosh. That's what I would have said. For some reason, Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't want to say that, no? Rav Moshe thinks that it's not shayach that there would be a machlokas b'yom ches, because who on earth would go to the mitzvah b'yom ches? And therefore, Rav Moshe, there's a line here. I don't understand this, Rav Moshe. If anyone of you could try to explain it. Rav Moshe writes that if you look in the Rosh, it's not a problem. Umasha b'Rosh huskar b'sof divri rabbeinu tam, ozlek olamechash l'srach. The Chassam Sofer felt that meant srach bita. However, that's not what the Rosh meant. He meant srach in terms of a suffix. Now, fashteich nisht bechlal, because in my Rosh it says srach bita. I do not understand what Rav Moshe is saying. Lo hevanti. But okay, that is what we have in the Rosh. Now, do I paskin like the Rashbam or like the Rabbi Nutam? How do you paskin? Rav Moshe thinks that we for sure paskin. Again, the Shach is a no-brainer. Shochnach paskins like the Rashbam, no? That's what the Shach says. Rav Moshe says, though, that we paskin like the Rabbi Nutam. And Rav Moshe's Raya, I think, is pretty good. Zok Rav Moshe, that if you read the Rosh never quotes Rashbam Oser. The Rosh is Lashon in Simon Lamed Vav and Hilchos Mikvaos. By the way, it's sometimes hard to find these Rushes, no? Because you have Rosh in the 10th parak of Nida, then the Rosh gives you a different numbering system for Hilchos Mikvaos, no? So this Rosh is going to be in Hilchos Mikvaos, Simon Lamed Vav, and the Rosh is Lashon is that the Rashbam Hoyamachmir Shalotitbo Achetachshach. Zot Rav Moshe, since the Rosh is calling the Rashbam only as a Chumrah, even the Rashbam doesn't mean the Me'ikar Hadin, therefore Al Karchacha we paskin like the Rabbi Nutam, not like the Rashbam. Zog Ich, I think that the Gra also paskins like the Rabbi Nutam, not like the Rashbam. On this din, that Kalos can go to the Mikveh B'yom, since they don't come to the Chosan Ad Halayla. So the Gra's job in Judaism is always to tell us what the Marimakom, what the source of that din is. Zok the Gra in Os Yud, Ayin Taisvis Shom Dibar Maskom Yishom Omer Rabbi Nutam. Meaning that since the Rabbi Nutam is Megal, that you could go to the Mikvah B'yayim, providing you don't come to your house until nightfall. So for a Kala, who's not going to be with her husband until nightfall, because Haraya, he ain't her husband yet, so therefore, the Rabbi Nutam would be Megal. Meaning, the Gon is being Mitzayin, the Marimakom of Rabbi Nutam. Now, one could have argued that this case in the Ramah should be Mutter even according to the Rashbam, no? Let's chazer a bit. The Shach on this Ramah argues. The Shach says, hey Ramah, you're telling me that you can go to the mikvah, Kala can go to the mikvah b'yom. It sounds like even b'yom shvi'i, but that can't be, says the Shach. Comes along Dug Omer Vava, and he jumps up and down, and it's wooden that goes, and he says, Dvar Tzarech Iyon. Because Lemaisa, since this case, it's Iyash Alovoli B'ilas Zava, but they're not going to sleep together before they're married. Right? That's not going to happen. So, it should be mutter l'kuli alma. Meaning, the Dog Omer Vavar is asking, the Shach, even l'shitascha, that you paskin like the Rashbam, by a kalak should be mutter, no? Isn't that the Dog Omer Vavar's kasha? And the Torah's Hashlamim asks the same exact kasha? Right? There are two Dog Omer Vavars. I'm talking about Dog Omer Vavar Os Gimel. And the Torah Hashlam asks Kasha also. It would seem that what they are asking is that this din of the Kala should be true even according to the Rashbam. And yet the Gra is Mitzayin the Rabbeinu Tam. Why? So, A, you get an impression that the Gra, for some reason, is thinking this issue through the same as the Shach did. B, right, and it's not going to be mutter according to the Rashbam. B, though, you also see that the Gra is paskening like the Rabbi Mutam. If the Gra is quoting the Maran Makom for this Ramah, is the Rabbi Mutam, so I think that means that we really paskin like the Rabbi Mutam. Im Kainim Hadavarim, yeah.
When we say that, maybe it's good to be machmir, because the Rashbam says
it's
machmir.
Yeah, so
everyone
it's probably it's a good idea to be machmir. Yeah, I don't see why not, but this obviously leaves the door open for being megal. When can you be megal on going to the mikvah? So what we're trying to argue is two things: A, that we hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, not like the Rashbam, Nitvi the Shach. B, Nitvi the Shach, we hold like that the Machlokes is even Biyom Zayin. No? That is what the Sidrei Tahara quotes in the Avodas HaGershuni. And that's what Reb Moshe has in that Tshuva, Chelek Gimel Simin Samach. That means that even Biyom Zayin, sometimes you go to the mikvah, provide that the husband and wife, that provide that she doesn't come home until night. Now, Chassam Sofer writes that not only do you have to make sure that you don't come home before night, the Chassam Sofer is called the Pischei Tshuva Ostes, but she can't even go into anyone else's house before nighttime. No? Why not? Right, why not? So, the Sridei Eish in the Tshuva and Simen Pei Beis, the Sridei Eish maintains that you can't go to someone else's house until nightfall, because the issue of Srach Bita isn't only Bita, it's some other girl also. Hey mommy, why is your friend over? Oh, my friend is over because she just came back from the mikvah. Hey mommy, how did your friend go to the mikvah during the day? Oh, well, you know, go and eat some fruity pebbles and like, go and see if it's raining in the living room or something. Whatever, you know, like... Apparently the concern is, says the Sridei Eish, that Srach Bita is not only her own daughter. Her daughter is going to be in her house, but the friend's daughter is going to be in the friend's house, and mommy can't go to the friend's house because of Srach Bita Shel Acher. Interesting. That's what the Sridei Eish says. By the way, there is a shtickle mashmos of this in the Rambam, in Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin, where the Rambam talks about what we would say Srach Bita. The Rambam uses Lashonis, I forgot exactly what his Lashon is, but the Lashon HaRambam and Rabbi Mishmeres HaTahara points this out in one of his notes. The Lashon HaRambam sounds like the Srach is that anyone else might go to the mikvah, that some woman will go to the mikvah biyom. Yeah, you had a Ha'ara?
It's also assumed that she knows that she wasn't in the mikvah, because
other
girl never even knew that.
Hey, mommy, why is your friend over? Oh, I mean, like, apparently there's, again, if you would have asked me, by the way, I would have learned this Gemara. I didn't see any of the Rishonim say this. I would have said that the Chokshash of Srach Bita and stuff was at a time they kept Tum and Tahara, when going to the mikvah wasn't such a private matter. And therefore, right, people are going to know that, oh, you went to the mikvah, and therefore, etc., if he could touch food, no? But for us, like, going to the mikvah is only for husbands, and we're master leil tevila. The chashash of Srach Bita is much harder to understand. I didn't see anyone who said this, but I think the pashtus, if I'd be writing a commentary in the Gemara, that's what I would write. Okay? Well, gotcha. Now, so the Chassam Sofer says, don't even go to someone else's house. Sridei Eish's hesber, we gave. Reb Moshe has a different hesber. Reb Moshe says that the issue is that the husband can't go to a friend's, that the wife can't go to a friend's house, because if the husband's going to know that she's in a friend's house, for example, Moshama Adav Domer, I know whenever I come home, Matzah Shabbos, if my wife's not home, where is my wife? At Weider Blank. Why is she at Weider Blank? Because my wife is always at Weider Blank. Right? So, which friend is she going to go to? She's going to a close friend, right? So the husband might say, oh, I know where my wife is. She's in the friend's house. And he'll go. And he might have yichud with her. And the yichud will come l'day biya biya. And therefore, don't do it. That's what Rav Moshe says. Now, okay, I mean, I can hear the Rav Moshe. So what do you do? What do you do in these situations? So Rav Moshe writes that most often, when this case that you have to go to the mikvah b'yayim comes up, most often the case is because of because it's a Friday night. You see, we're spoiled. We live in walking distance to a mikvah, no? But there are people who live very far away from a mikvah. So what do you do if you have to go to the mikvah Friday night? Right? You can't drive there, and well, you can drive there, you can't drive back. Right? If you're going to go to the mikvah at night already, what are you going to do? Salama, you go during the day. But when she comes home, right? And by the way, the Beis Yosef points out that when Rabbi Nutam says Samoch lachashecha, Slavdaka Samoch lachashecha, it means enough time that when you'll, right, you can even go mi ba'od yom. You don't have to dunk close to Shkia, but you can go mi ba'od yom, but you come home later in the day, right? Or something like that. Okay, fine. So if the mikvah is an hour away, an hour and a half away, you go to the mikvah an hour and a half before nightfall. Then you come back right before nightfall. But what do on a Friday night? You come back, you have to light candles. So Rav Moshe says, he thinks that the husband can be in shul, and the wife can be at home. Aye, there's a chash that maybe the husband's going to come home. Now the husband knows where the wife is. So Rav Moshe says something which my balabatim do not agree with. He says, people never leave shul early. Is that what Moshe says? Is that unbelievable? And Moshe says, no, who's going to leave shul early? Come on! I don't know. I don't fully get it. But as I understand, you have to read this Shiva Nigas Moshe. I don't fully understand it. Now, if Moshe then further says that he thinks that the real Isser of coming home is that just the husband and wife can't have yichud on their own. It's not that you can't be in the same house, right? It's not even, right, which is probably what the Chassam Sofer said. The Chassam Sofer said, where goes there, this house or to that house, right? Zok Rav Moshe, really he thinks the issue is that they can't have yichud. Memela, if you have little kids at home or something, so Rav Moshe assumes that's not going to be a problem. Now, Rav Moshe doesn't fully endorse this. He throws this idea out. V'gam nireh de'av she'tavol abesem I efshaluhu lios b'yichud ahalayla kigon she'yesh b'bayis yilodim nami ein lachosh leklom shalachin ulay b'mdina senu b'zman hazeh, etc. Right? So, Rav Moshe says this idea. The Sholom Meshiv has this idea earlier in the Tshuva. If you look at Rabbi Forrest's Sefer, page 254, Rabbi Forrest gets really upset about this. He says, yeah, even though this is what Rav Moshe said, but the Sholom Meshiv said it beforehand, the Sholom Meshiv was argued on by all Gedolei Doro, and therefore you should not rely on the Rav Moshe Kihuzeh. Only rely on the Rav Moshe, like the only time you allow someone to go to the mikvah b'yom on Yom Zayin and come home. Right? The only time you allow that is in a situation of a balas tshuva who might not go to the mikvah otherwise. That's the only time Rabbi Forrest says you could be mekel on this. You should know that Rabbi Willig never opens the Riverdale mikvah during the day. B'yom Zayin. Never. Never. Why not? There's some story, I don't remember the exact details of the Maisa, but at one point, like, a father of a young woman called Rabbi Willig to get him to open the mikvah. Rabbi Willig felt like he was duped in the situation. He says, no, we don't open the mikvah, Yom Zayin, you don't go.
So
tell him to stay fast. What? Tell him to stay fast. And, I don't know. People aren't always so... Rabbi Shachter LaMaisa is Mekel, like this Avodas HaGershuni, like the Rav Moshe. In other words, Rav Shechter will allow women to go to the mikvah b'yom zayin during the day and just come home and not have yichud with the husband. I gave this kula to a woman. She was pretty newly married and they were going for Pesach to his parents or something. I forgot the story. She was going to her parents. I forgot it was her parents or his parents. No, I think it was her parents, which made it a little bit easier. Her parents were Pesach Seder. And she's supposed to go to the mikvah at night. And the mikvah in the town where they were was a little bit far away. And she's also worried that if she would walk to the mikvah, she would come back and everyone would be waiting for her for the Seder. And that would be very noticeable. And there would be a tznius issue. Because, like, Where were you? Oh, I was at the mitzvah. Oh, okay. It can be like a little bit of a sneeze type issue. So in situations like this, by the way, even though we try never to tell when you're going to the mikvah, all the achronim say that if you could whisper to one person to come up with like an alibi, like you tell your mother or somebody who can like think quickly and come up with some story, so that's what you do. And in this situation, we got them to open the mikvah in that community. I think it was in Highland Park, I'm pretty sure. We got them to open the mikvah in Highland Park in the afternoon, pretty late in the afternoon, in Erev Pesach. She went to the mikvah. She came back. The husband made some story about how he wants to go and say Seder Amiras Karban Pesach in Shul or something. Mm. And so he's out in Shul. She comes home. No problem. No one noticed. Like people, it's normal to run an errand right before Pesach. No, there's always something that you have to pick up outside. She drives out, comes back, whatever. Here's the silver foil face nish. Okay, now that. So we were able to do that. The rabbi in that community wasn't so confident giving the kula. He asked who paskins this way. So I said Rav Shechter paskins this way, so that was good enough. Rav Shechter does paskin that you're allowed to do that. I had another episode. I was talking about Rabbi Hoffman. There was a couple from my community who was going on a vacation to some island somewhere. Actually, this past week, and their flight was on the night when it was supposed to be mikvah night. So can you go to the mikvah in that situation during the day?
The island is Gibraltar.
So the problem is apparently there's like some sharks there or something. I don't know. It ain't a good place. Originally they wanted me to ask the Breuer's mikvah to let them go the Yom. Breuer's might give a hard time. It turns out she went on the West Side mikvah. She went Biyom, and then she...
They opened special?
They opened special for her, but they're much easier about this. They're like, oh, you have to go Biyom. They go... In other words, it's much more common.
They have no
posek.
What? They have no posek.
There's no one... There's no posek, correct. As far... I think officially there is. But, okay.
Not
that's
a Shita Vika. Not about Shita
Vika. Right. Correct. Yeah. So the pashtus is that you should really avoid them being in the same house together. The kula of not having yichud, I think, is more rejected. All those who argued on the Sholom Meshev were on the chumra, on the kula of just not having yichud. If you're not in the same house, there's much more room to be mekel. Much more room to be mekel if you're not in the same house.
Is it a normal kula though for people who just live far away from a mikvah that they go Friday afternoon?
Yeah.
People do that kizir?
I think so. I know that the Yoatzot pass in this way, like to go and be Yom Zayin during the day. I know it's pretty common. Rabbi Willig, I think, at this point is one of the few who b'shita, I mean, I guess Breuer's also, who like won't open the mikvah, but in communities that are not run with an iron fist, like these communities that we mentioned, I think it is relatively common that women go to the mikvah b'yom zayin during the day. But you have to be very careful about this, certainly about yichud, but I think even not being in the same house, I think that's really what should be done. Some of the later Sfarim, I noticed, actually do quote the Igros Moshe Lahalacha. In the Sefer on Hilchos Nida that came out in the Gush by Reb Shlomo Levi, he paskins like the Igros Moshe, or he quotes it as two deos. He doesn't like reject the Rabbi Forsake rejects the Igros Moshe. In the Gufei Halachos, the Gufei Halachos is an interesting book. It was Volgelenter or somebody, Volgerl Henter. He was like a Satmar fellow who wrote a sefer that they put in Chirim because it looks like a Mishnah Berurah. It says Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halach. I don't know why they asked her for that reason on Hilchos Nida. It's an excellent sefer. There are two volumes, but one is Chelek Aleph, one is Chelek Gimel. Chelek Beis is never published. So in the Gufei Halachos, he also quotes the Rav Moshe, and seems like he paskins that way. Fine. Now, When we talk about a kala going to the mikveh b'yom, which from pashtus means a kala even goes to the mikveh b'yom zayin, and the pashtus says she makes a bracha, yesh lodan, how do we allow her to make a bracha? Right, if it's yom zayin, shouldn't we be worried that maybe shema tireh v'tisdar, maybe she's going to see dam, and then what will emerge is that the bracha that you made was a bracha l'batala. Just like Tosis says in Ksubis, right, she was in Ksubis this year after Yotze, just like Tosis says in Ksubis, that women don't make brachos when they do the bedikos azayin nikiyim, because we're concerned that maybe she'll have a re'iyah and be so ser, and it'll end up being a bracha l'batala. So here also, how do you make the bracha? It should be a concern that will become a bracha l'batala. Reb Fivel Cohen in the Badei HaShulchan basically answers that over here the chashash is very, very far-fetched. First of all, safek nida safek zava. I don't know why he raises that one. Like we pointed out, that seems to be the way the Ravya learned the sugya. But if you hold like Tosis and the Shulchan Aruch against the Ravya, I don't know if I'd include that safek. There still are many other svekas. The chashash of Shema Tireh V'tistar, right? Moreover, Rov of Arnashim certainly are needles. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the end of this tshuva, Simen Samach, right? Ula inyan habracha, ein baza suffik bracha, kevan shemuteres labayla midina, velo dami lamash einam avarechas asfirasa, dinechshav sham la suffik, darei hitzvichu bedika b'chol yom. I think what Rav Moshe is saying is something like this. You need to do a bedika every day. Chazal is saying, don't make a bracha on the bedika. Why not? Because were you to have to make the bracha on the bedika, there's a concern that what? That Shema Tirvis is star. And therefore, Chazal would never metakein the bracha on the bedika. But tevila is something that most often there is no concern that you go to the mikvah and you'll be so sare. So therefore, Chazal were metakein a bracha on tevila. That's the way I understand the end of Rav Moshe. Rav Five, I think, is saying it a little bit different, but now I said that deals with that issue in terms of the suffix. Now the last question to deal with is if Dalet in Shulchan Aruch, which is relevant for tonight, a couple of hours ago, or whatever it is, do you say that you're allowed to go to the mikvah because biyom ches, let's say, because of certain concerns? So the Gemara tells us that in Mechuza there were concerns for lions or something. What does the Gemara say? Right? In different communities, they had Askin Rav Idi bin Narish Lamitbo Biyomidit Manyaya Mishum Ayavasa. In Narish, so there was concern for some lions. So they went to the mikvah during the day of Yom 8. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Bipupanya said Mishum Ganvi. Rav Yehuda Bipumpadisa said Mishum Sina. So if there's an Aynes and you can't go to the mikvah, what are the cases? Some of the cases are that they lock the mikvah is outside of the city. They lock the gates. You can't get out. The Rama, by the way, in the Tshuva, understands that the case is that they really could have left. But if they would have left at night, they would have to carry torches. And if they'd have to carry a torch, so people would recognize that they went to the mikvah. Because why else are people outside carrying torches? And there'd be a lack of tznius. And that, for the Rama, is enough of a reason to allow you to go to the mikvah biyom, yom ches, rather than going at night, because at night you'd have to carry the torch. Now, the Chamudi Daniel is calling the Pesach Tshuva, that he says that the only time that we allow you to go to the mikvah biyoyim because of an ones is if it is an ones for the entire city. No? Nira delomahani ones elamen ha-ones l'cho ha-noshim shebi'ir. If you have an ones for an individual, you can't go to the mikvah biyom. That's what the Chamudi Daniel says.
Is it day 7 or day 8?
What?
Day 7 or day 8?
Day 8.
And the body came, you can't do percent.
Day 7 for sure not. Right? Day 7 we're only going to be mako to go to the mikvah like the Rabbi Nutam and come back after, come and not see your husband, let's say, until nightfall, because in that case there's no concern of srach bita. And in that concern, Shema Tireh V'tistar, or the Mishum Safek, also doesn't apply because she's not going to be with her husband. But the case of the Aynes in Shulchan Aruch, where we allow you to go to the mikvah during the day, is even if you'll go to the mikvah, and mamish during the day, and you'll be with your husband, no? Not be with him, literally, but you'll see him, etc. Mishum onus or mekel on that. It's not the kula of the Rabbi Nutam. Why are we mekel mishum onus? So zok the Chamudi Daniel, it's only if it's an onus for the entire city. So the Lechem V'Simla asks that this is a nice idea of the Chamudi Daniel, but it's against the Rambam. Because the Rambam writes that Chola also counts, no? In the Rambam Perek Dalet Halacha Ches, he says that if there is an onus, Kegoin Choli, or Yireya Lipo Balayla Mishum Tzina, that sounds like, right, chola is an individual thing. It's not that the whole town is sick. It's an individual sick. The Lashon of Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam also, she yirei'a lipo b'layla, sounds like that she is scared. She herself is scared, no? Sounds like it's individual. So the Chamudi Daniel is very difficult. And everyone asks on the Chamudi Daniel from this Rambam. So Reb Fivel Cohen and the Mishmer Satara, they both say the same idea. That maybe the Chamudi Daniel means is not that you need an oinus l'cho ha-noshim shebi'ir, but you need what we would call like a moed katan, an oinus demuchach, you know? In moed katan, we're mekel on someone, let's say, who left prison to shave during chol ha-moed. Why? Because it's oinus demuchach. Everybody knows that he didn't shave because he was in prison, no? How do you know he was in prison? It was a failed Messiah. Come on, everybody knows, like Orthodox people, right? Right? So everybody knows that he was in prison. So that's why we're mekel. If it's an oinus demuchach, so in that situation, we are going to be mekel. It's not onus demuchach or not. So choli also is an onus demuchach. Everyone knows the reason why you didn't go to the mikvah before, because you were sick. How does everyone know that you were sick? Well, the Bikur Cholim Society is coming to visit you. It's well known that you were sick. So in those situations, you can go to the mikvah biyom. It has to be a noticeable thing, right? In other words, what we're saying is that the Rambam is not really soser the Chamudei Daniel, because all the Rambam means is that that has to be an onus demuchach. Now it's just worth noting that generally the Shulchan Aruch is mitzate to the lashon of the Rambam. No, isn't that the way the Mechaber wrote his book? He cut and pasted from the Rambam. Over here, in Halacha Dalet, the Rambam has the word chole, but Shulchan Aruch leaves that word out. Shulchan Aruch puts exactly the Lashon HaRambam, everything besides those three words, O Mishum Chole. You get the impression that perhaps it was done by Miskavein, no? Now, in the Mishmeres HaTahar, in Rabbi Karp's work, he points out that although we are assuming over here that you need an onus to be mekel going to the mikvah biyom, the Lashon of the Ramban is that you don't even need onus, you need dochek only. Dochek is what? It's uncomfortable. It's hard to go to the mikvah at night. I'm tired. I'll go biyom. It's a pain. I'll go biyom. Now, the Mishmeres HaTahara wants to maintain that if you hold of dochek, then for sure it has to be dochek l'chol ha'ir. Dochek for an individual, he feels that's too vight. But it seems to me like he just says this idea, misfara d'nafshe. He's not really fully grounded in that idea, but at least he says it. So again, so would you be allowed to go to the mikvah b'yom today? So it would seem that if you're really worried that the snow is picking up, so that would be an ayin aschachar l'chol b'nei ha'ir, no? Is it? I'm not sure. I don't know if not going out to the mikvah because the snow is an ones, certainly. It's a dochik l'chol b'nei ha'ir, not an ones, right? You could go out. I'm going to walk home in 5 minutes. We're all going to walk home. We're not staying in yeshiva all night. So it's a dochik to go out. Are you meko mishum dochik, only mishum ones? Well, the Ramban would say, you could have gone today, right? At least if it's Yom Ches. The Ramban would say, you could have gone to the mikvah. Pashtus and Shulchan Aruch, I think, is that you really need, right, an onus. Shulchan Aruch uses the lashon onus. If you don't hold like the Ramban, so I don't know if we could have been mekel. One could have argued that during Hurricane Sandy, was very interesting, no? I remember we were clearing this. The winds really began to pick up around 7 o'clock at night, no? It was pretty calm until then. So Bedavka, at the time that the women could have gone to the mikvah, that's when the winds were mamish picking up. That might have been the real onus. It's mamish dangerous outside. I don't know if what we have now, Baruch Hashem, is dangerous. It's a dochek, it's a pain. Right? what, 2 feet of snow between friends, what's the big deal? It's a pain. Okay, so that's the basic issue that I wanted to discuss with you. I hope that maybe tomorrow we'll be able to learn Vayter and begin Kuf Tzadiches. Okay, Chavre, thank you for coming.